George Ezra, shotgun on Today FM. It's Fergal Lursey with you all the way through the afternoon. Got to give a big shout out to my buddy Ed Smith, who was on Lost in Music with Ed Smith at the moment, covering for Louise Duffy. I have to be honest with you. We did a Beat the Intro competition for Today FM. It's hilarious. Check it out on todayfm.com. I'm not going to tell you how it turns out, but Ed Smith is one of the funniest men alive, and it is well worth having a look at on our social at the moment. There's something I feel like I'm at a clinic or something here, the way I'm going to explain this. But I have a bit of a problem, and I've had this problem for a little while, and that is that I like to go to secondhand bookshops quite a bit. I spend quite a lot of time in bookshops and libraries, but the reason I go there isn't actually to read books or to buy books. It's more so to smell the books. I have been doing this for years. I recently only got caught out in this. I was in, smelling a few books. And you know the way you flick the pages? You flick the pages, you know? And you go, oh, Jesus, yeah, yeah. I like a good 1970s book, me. Kind of a musty fit. I don't particularly like the smell of new books, particularly those ones with the kind of shiny paper. I like the more dull paper, that musk that has a beautiful smell. But recently a lady in the shop came up to me and she goes, can I help you? And I went, no, I'm grand. Smelling away. And then that's when I kind of put two and two together, that there was something wrong with my habit and that it was quite strange that I like to go out and smell books. But I'm not the only one that has strange habits. Loads of you out there have strange habits. For instance, I started thinking about my housemate. He will not cut chicken with a knife. He cuts chicken with a scissors. And to me, that's weird because that's not the way I was brought up to cut chicken. I use a sharp knife, not a scissors. But this is the way he does things, and who am I to tell him that he's wrong? Anyway, everyone has these little traits, and I'm pretty sure you have them as well. If you've got one, or somebody belonging to you, your brother, your sister, your other half has one, let us know what their funny little trait is. Mine is smelling books, my housemates is cutting chicken with a scissors. What is yours? I think I've had enough, and that's all I want. Rihanna, Paul McCartney, and Kanye West. That is 4 or 5 seconds here on Today FM. It's Fergal Lursey with you through the afternoon. To get in contact, 0874 100 102, or you can tweet at Ferg Darcy as well. I've been talking about strange habits and how I have been partial to sniffing the odd book here and there. I love going into people's private rooms in their houses and taking a book off the shelf and oh yeah, love it, absolutely love it. I'm also a book sniffer, Ferg. Can't help it. Love the smell of them. That's from James. Kelly has gone in contact. Ferg, I always have to have my radio or TV volume set on an even number. I have to switch it off if it's not an even number. Jess has gone in contact. My boyfriend thinks it's weird that when I finish brushing my teeth, I bend down to get the water out of the tap to rinse my mouth instead of filling my hand with water and bringing it to my mouth. Am I being weird? I do the same as you. I do the exact same. I literally go down to the tap. Ian has got in contact. He says, I have this problem that I can't finish packets of anything, like food, juices, etc. I just can't finish anything. Just leave it there. Just someone else to finish. That's it. That's the way I roll. And I love this one. It comes in from a very conflicted Connor, who says, Ferg, is it wrong that I have a strange habit of using Facebook not to stalk, but to check up on people that I might have been nasty to in secondary school? Just to make sure that they're okay. After the years of dog's abuse that you gave them, is it? Oh, God, I don't know. Would you not just drop a message and say, look, sorry about that. Maybe we should meet for a drink at some stage. And mend the bridges. Or maybe just forget about it and stop talking to them. Despacito, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. This might strike you as surprising, but a lot of us humans are strange individuals. That's a fact. That is a fact. You can get in contact at 0874 100 102. Why would Fergal make such a bold statement? Well, it's very, very simple why Fergal would make such a bold statement. Because he is a book smeller who goes to different bookshops and likes to go on a regular basis. But I'm not the only one. There's other people out there doing strange things. John has got in contact. Hiya, Johnny.
How you doing?
I'm good. John, what is your thing, your strange thing, your little quirky thing?
I realised I have two of them. One of them, which is probably the most annoying one, is when I peel an orange, I have to peel all the white stuff off.
Oh, wrong. Okay.
All.
Okay. That orange is no good to you if it has any of that white stuff on it. It's
no. Some are the best ones because they're easy to peel. But when my wife brings home big oranges, I'm just going, oh my God, another half an hour gone.
Yeah. All right, come here, right? What's the second one?
Oh, when I empty jars like peanut butter or or worse, chocolate spread.
Yeah.
I have to scrape. I have to get it all out.
Yeah.
Scraping. Like my wife says, sometimes if she unfortunately awakens and I get out in the morning and she can hear this little the knife hitting the glass.
I can understand that one now, because I would do that occasionally, depending on what it is. Generally happens to me with Coleman's mustard when I'm eating bacon. That's when that would happen. Quick one for you. When you're walking on a footpath, you know, there's a crack.
I got over that. I just said, whatever bad luck befalls me, I said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. So that's the hall I walk in. But my daughter now, I'm beginning to notice that she's, when you were walking on, no, you have to jump over them.
I do this. I walk to work every day and I do it every day. I'm like, okay, try my best not to walk in any of these cracks.
Every day. I give up on this. I said, no, bring on the bad luck.
John, you are the man. Listen, thanks so much for coming on with us.
All right, thanks very much.
Have a lovely day. Do get in contact, 087-4100-102, talking about your quirky little small habits. Here's Wild Youth. This is Can't Move On, one of the most banging singles of the year so far, I should say, from a great Irish band. Got Lorraine on the line. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm fine, Fergal. How are you today?
I'm good. Lorraine, you have a bit of a habit.
I have, and I can't stop doing it.
Go on, tell us what it is.
Anytime I'm walking through the town, I just have to look at a car windscreen, see if the tax and insurance discs are in date.
Would you do this with every car now, or just the random car that you might spot?
Near enough every car. What? I know, it's terrible.
I'm telling you, yeah. Now, in fairness, if the Shukalonis heard about this, they'd have the right woman to hire for the job. They're like, you know.
I know. My husband says that all the time.
Yeah. God, that's wild. Anyway, listen, thanks for coming on with us, Lorraine. I appreciate that.
No problem, Fergal. Thanks, lad.
Have a lovely day. Derek has got in contact. He says, Ferg, I can't finish a pizza, be it a 9-inch or a 16-inch. I'll eat the whole lot, except for the last slice. What's wrong with me? Nothing wrong with you. Lucas has got in contact. He says, I squeeze a hot tea bag by using my fingertips. And then he's got the muscle emoji beside it. Yeah. What a guy. And Dez has got in contact saying, Ferg, I eat a packet of crisps, one crisp on one side of my mouth, the next on the other, especially with chipsticks. I know, weird, right? And then there's another one in here about crisps as well, and that comes in from Laura. She says, Ferg, when I eat Hula Hoops, I still do that thing you used to do when you were 5 years of age, sticking them on the tips of your... Yeah, I still do that. Nothing wrong with you. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We've got Saved by the Bull on the way very, very shortly. Your chance to win big. I've got tickets to give away for Jungle and for Revival happening in Estoril featuring Ash, Aslan and Ham Sandwich. Those tickets could be yours. If you want to enter Saved by the Bull, you just come on and talk absolute rubbish. Just text WIN right now to 087-4100-102, because that's on the way very shortly.